Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
The badge of the police officer in the uniform seem to be a something that they're taking a little bit differently than it should be, and they're taking matters into their own hands. They feel like they're above the law when they should be. They shouldn't be above the law. They should be the law. And, you know, these police officers should be protecting. They're here to protect and serve, right? They're supposed to protect the citizens of the community and serve the citizens of the community, okay? As, and it's different aspects to police work. But it's not to go out and kill or hurt unarmed citizens, okay? They understand that we are the people that pay their salaries. They keep them going. They pay their bills. You know, you got it. The police, you have to be conscious of that. You know, to shoot someone down like that in the middle of the street is totally uncalled for. And I believe that justice is going to be served. And whomever the cop is, I heard they released the name yesterday, but I don't know if that's official, okay? But someone, I guess, tweeted the police officer's name, and I don't know if that's right now, but some anonymous person tweeted the police officer's name. Now, they say that CNN today are going to release the officer's name, okay? It's supposed to be released today. So when that happens, you know, I just believe that you're going to have to, he's either going to have to go into some kind of, you know, they're going to have to put him under police custody in order to keep him alive. Because now once the community finds out his name, and they may already know, like I said, but once they find out his name, someone is going to let him know where he lives. And then all hell's going to break loose. Okay? But Obama came on TV. President Obama came on the news on yesterday. I was actually driving to work when I heard his news come. And he talked about the situation in Iraq and how he's been sending in, you know, airstrikes against some militants in Iraq, and then he wanted to talk about the situation in Ferguson, Missouri, which is what I was just talking about the 18-year-old kid that got shot down the other night by the police, and supposedly had stolen candy out of a Quick Trip gas station. Now, I don't condone stealing, okay, but even if he stole some candy out of the Quick Trip, that does not warrant him being shot down in the street by the police. Right? Do y'all think so? And tell me something. And I know, I try to keep it 100% on my show. Right? I know I've got, you know, white listeners that listen to my show. I got black listeners that listen to the show. I'm sure there are Latinos, different people that listen to the show. What I'm saying is why don't we hear about kids being gunned down in the street by the police? Y'all with me? Why we don't hear about the violence, police violence against white kids? Why don't we hear about that? And I'm not saying that black kids are the only ones get in trouble, because that's not true. White kids and Latinos, everyone gets in trouble. I'm not saying that, you know, white kids are pure to the earth, because that's not true. Okay? I know that there are white kids out there the same age as this guy that are stealing from stores. That's true. Okay? So why don't we hear about police violence against white kids, not just black kids, but white kids. Why don't we hear those stories? Are they out there? Okay, are they out there? Because if they are, I want to hear about them. If they are, then someone should be protesting, just like people are protesting right now about this young man's life. But we don't hear about them because they're not there. Okay? You know, I also heard something that was disturbing this morning, is that the Ku Klux Klan, okay, the KKK, they aren't going around wearing their white robes and white masks anymore. Okay? They're gonna infiltrate the system. And when I say about infiltrate, that means they're gonna get into the system and start to, instead of wearing white robes and white hats or white masks, now they're gonna wear police uniforms, and they're gonna wear judge robes, and they're gonna wear attorney suits, and they're gonna, you know, start infiltrating the system that way. Bring the pain to the inferior races that they think that are in the United States. Okay? Now, that's the Ku Klux Klan claim to fame, is that they're superior. The white race is superior to all others. Okay? And so we have to be careful of that. And what I say by that is everyone has to look at voting. When it's time to vote, these local elections, I'm not talking about the presidential election. I'm talking about locally in your community, where people that are running for commissioner, you know, county commissioners and county solicitors and congressmen and things like that. These smaller offices in your community, in town, that you have to vote for, people you have to vote for, go back and do some research and find out who you want to vote for. Who do you think stand for what, you know, stand the closest to what your beliefs are? That's who you have to run with. That's who you have to vote for. Because if not, then things aren't going to change. We have to change things within the, you know, in politics. A lot of people voted for Obama to get him into office. But because in the House and in the Senate, because of the senators and the House and the representatives and congressmen that you elect from your district, because they get elected and go in there and they are against Obama simply because of who he is. They're against him, so he can't get some of his things passed. Okay? He can't get those things passed without consent, without enough majority consent from congressmen and senators. Okay, so a lot of things that he wants to do can't get done because of the fighting in politics, and that's sad, right? So, like I said, guys, you have to do some research on some of these people that are running for office in your community, in your town, because this police brutality is happening all over the United States. Till some of these laws are changed and people are held accountable for what they do, it's going to remain the same. Okay? And something funny about this is that the police are trying to cover this thing up. Okay? Now they had some eyewitnesses that saw the shooting, but they don't want them to come forward. The mother of this guy, Mike Brown, I think his name Mike Brown, 18 years old, getting ready to go to college. His mom said that the police won't even let her identify her son's body. The only way she did it is by a picture that she saw from someone. That's the way she identified her son's body. They won't even let her see her son to identify the body. Now, what kind of crap is that? Okay? What kind of crap is that? Edge about that. Okay, I'd have to be on edge. You know, your kid's been killed by the police. And those same police won't let you see your kid and say, yeah, that's my son. But he hadn't been home. That's crazy. Can't wrap my mind around that. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. It's very disheartening. And although we think that things have changed as far as race relations go in America, although we think things have changed and everything's hit, you know, we're on this downhill run towards clear race relations. No, it's not. And you better keep that consciously in your brain, because if not, you're going to run into some problems. And I tell my kids, and I tell kids that I come in contact with all the time, that when you're out in the streets, if you're not doing wrong, you shouldn't have to worry. Okay? Now, I'm not, you know, saying that the kid did something. He did, I guess. I don't know the whole story. I don't know if they say he stole something, candy or whatever, from the Quick Trip. That triggered it, right? I don't condone that. You can't steal. You can't steal from places. I don't care if it's a Quick Trip or mom and pop store. I don't care what it is. You cannot steal. Okay? So if he did steal the candy, he was wrong for that. But I still think that he should have made it home from stealing candy, even if he was, still shouldn't be getting ready to go 6 feet under. Right? He still should be alive and kicking and well. He shouldn't have had a bullet put in his body for stealing some candy. Okay? That's totally wrong. All right? What I'm saying is that the kids out here that listen to my show, that you know, don't break the law. The laws are there for a reason. Okay? Don't break the law. If you break the law, you're going to be subject to discipline. And it shouldn't be, but you may even be subject to shooting. See? And as a black kid, you're more likely to be subject to shooting, which is not, it shouldn't be. And like I said, you don't hear about white kids being shot down in the street by police. You don't hear about white kids being shot down by a black police officer. There are black police officers out there, right? Right. So, but you don't hear about black police officers gunning down white kids. And you definitely don't hear about white police officers gunning down white kids. But we always hear about, it seems like every year, something happens with a black kid where the police shot him down. Then we don't hear about, you know, these gangs shooting people and and drive-by shootings and killing kids and all this stuff. We don't hear about that. But when it's sensationalized by a police officer killing a kid, we hear about it. It hits the news. Because that shouldn't happen. The drive-by shootings and all that stuff shouldn't happen either. But that seemed to be a part of what's going on in some of these communities these days. Okay? Some of these drug guys get territorial, and someone comes into their territory, hey, we gotta get them out. And the only way they feel they can get them out is by, you know, shooting up the place. And when you do that, you know, kids that are just in the street playing are subject to being shot, which is totally, totally unfair. You know, but it, you know, to gun down a kid, I mean, unarmed, holding his hands up, you still shoot him in the back 10 times. That's just wrong. And his ass need to be put under the jail or put in jail or execute himself. So we're going to find out who this police officer is. Hopefully they'll lock him up, and hopefully he's going to get justice, okay? Because he killed someone's kid for no reason, okay? And the reason I say no reason is because, okay, even though he stole candy out of the Quick Trip, that's no reason. That's no reason. That's no reason for him not to go back home. There's no reason for him not to make it back home. So there's no reason for him to be shot down in the middle of the streets. Okay? And so it's just, this whole situation is just wrong. And Obama and the government finally, I mean, not finally, but they're doing something. They, you know, I think it was, it festered a long time with the Trayvon Martin thing. But this one here, no, no, no. Obama is all over it, and he's already sent Eric Holder to Missouri to figure this thing out. And when you get the feds coming in there on your ass, they're gonna stick that microscope all the way up these policemen's behind. And I hope they do, and I hope they find something that's bad. We'll find out soon. Hey, that's all the time I have today, guys. It's Friday. Hey, have a great weekend. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your family. And be good. All right? I'll see you guys on Monday morning. It's Frank. I'm over. And I'm out. My voice is just about gone. But I've been screaming about this stuff all night and all morning. Take care, guys.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay, I got to be me.